Rangers Rambles.
All right, we are live to the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. Welcome aboard, everyone. I am Jolt, the chief host of the Furry Raiders podcast, and with me, we've basically got a few returning hosts on the panel this time. Please introduce yourselves just one at a time. Beowulf?
Beowulf? Ben,
wonderful!
Yes, winner once before. Yes, that's my name.
One shot wonder!
Yes, the one-shot wonder, the jackal of all trades.
The jackal of all trades. Can I trademark that?
Yes.
Maybe.
All right. Next host, Ben Kabuki.
Oh, me. All right. Well, my name's Red Kabuki. I'm a musician. I made the theme song. I've already said that before. And I'm very happy to be on here again. I'm ready to get, do some babbling.
And last of all...
Hello, it's your local insane man! But are we men? Because we're furries. We could go on this about this so much. This has been my second time. The first time went awful. I was still insane. But it was great. And it's good to be back again. And I hope we can have an equally fun time.
All right, Steve-O, calm down.
All right. All right, now that that's all calmed down, got a few little announcements just to clear out before we formally start on the topics of discussion. Number one, we've just gotten a new hub on the Google Play Store now.
Give a round of applause.
Then that's going to be joining our podcast distributors and hubs, including iTunes and... Well,
you should file a disclaimer. You don't have to pay for them.
That is true as well.
Yeah, make sure like you do not have to pay for it on the Google Play Store. I know because I listen to them at work because I have 10 hours where I do nothing virtually besides cut plastic. So I listen to the podcast. You guys should too. Spread the word.
And while we're on that same note too, we also had a little hiccup about our podcast trying to be mass reported off of iTunes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, don't. This podcast appeared on iTunes. Don't mass report it.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder. Oh, that's totally not a threat.
Like, what does that tell you? Like, do they not like the news cycle? Do they not like informed? Do they not like...
Is it like, are you freaking 2 years old? Is this like the opposite game?
I don't want him to talk.
I don't want the truth. The truth hurts me.
Carillion.
It's true, though! It's like we can't accept fact. Like, no! Life, no! Go away, life! You scare me! It's like, grow up, child. Walk to the light.
It was not coded in any subtlety at all, let's face it.
No, that was like coded with a bunch of blind drunken rhinos.
It was blunt as an atom bomb.
Yeah. No matter.
Frank is Frankenstein.
Regardless of how many times they try, we are going to pump out more episodes for your entertainment.
Because we have nothing better to do with our lives.
That is not incorrect. That is not incorrect.
We're a bunch of self-respecting furries here. You are going to be slapped down for that.
Oh, I'd love to see him try. Let's do it.
Give it a little slap.
All right. And
I'm just imagining a bunch of miniature jolts taking little fish or like fish loaded with nuts and then slapping each other.
Hopefully, they get it. All right. Okay, one last announcement is that I would like to personally thank Neo for firstly for everything and for pitching this idea to me. As of right now, he's off taking on his well-deserved break from not just the podcast, but our group. And he's been quite a dedicated and good chief host for me at times when I've not been able to pull through. And for that, I thank him, and that he will be able to have his seat on the recording studio when he's on his return. Honestly, if not for him, we wouldn't be having this show as it is today.
So if you got a beer, drink to him.
I got a half-eaten cherry pie.
That works also.
All right. So where shall we start? The headliner topic, animation abomination. Oh, yeah. Thundercats Roar is set to come out for 2019. And look at the atrocity known as its art style.
More like Thundercats Snore.
No.
Go on.
I don't even know what they're thinking. I mean, Thundercats. I actually know exactly what they're thinking.
Hey, it's, welcome, Foxer.
It's because of literally all of the retardedness that is this gendered nonsense that's going on, that everyone wants to hate. They hate the male gender, or whatever, because you know Thundercats. Oh, big strong guy with a sword, magical sword. Ah, and then they made him a cute little chibi bullshit. Can we curse? Probably should have asked first.
And I feel like they got the person they got for to voice him sounds a lot like the original voice, but it only becomes more jarring because you expect to like, nah, my name's Lionel, let's go save the world. But no, it's like, my name's Lionel, hello, ha ha. Let's go save the world, omens. Like, it's coming out of this Steven Universe reject that's trying to have an episode all for itself.
I was and just about to say, yeah.
It speaks volumes that's the Lionel from Thundercats Roar is at least still a manlier design than the actual creator of it.
Oh, dude, have you seen what passes for the guy's hair? It's like he basically drinks a gallon of soy a day.
Oh, dude, it looks like a lawnmower reject. Like, you know what grass looks like? He's got the, like, really distinct, like, really lined look. That's what his hair's looking like.
No, I've got it. You know that hairstyle that parents give their, like, three-year-old kid girls?
Like, the ones where it looks like their hair's a racetrack? With like how many freaking lines there are in it?
The one where they put their baby girl's like hair in a fountain because then they can eat in peace.
That one. Yeah, I know exactly
what
you're talking about.
Exactly what that guy's hair is. He's a baby girl fountain.
Yeah. No. What he needs is a compliment of of makeup and vape. And other things to complete that baby doll look.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm gonna give him a big old pacifier right in the cheeks.
I basically need to line up all that little bit of eyeliner and mascara.
See, this is something that I've found out is that the more like the old school cartoons, like the 90s, early and mid 90s cartoons are being remade because they were great at their time, and they're putting them into this. Like they're trying to make them gender neutral or whatever bullcrap now.
People like this
and
are
it
just
doesn't more, work.
It
that's like why that's why my favorite cartoon of my childhood, SWAT Cats, will never be remade. It's impossible to make that gender neutral.
Wait, just SWAT Cats?
SWAT Cats?
That SWAT sounds cats. Great.
That sounds awesome.
That was the best cartoon ever. They freaking were.
I'm looking
people.
This up right now.
Yeah, SWAT. I think it only ran like one or two seasons.
It's spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Dude,
SWAT Cats
actually
was great.
This Cats is are cool. All K's. Just saying.
Yeah, that was my childhood. That and Zoids. I mean, that was literally like everything that I watched in my childhood.
Zoids. Oh my god. Fuck me. I'm a. That, I mean, is that a pseudo anime or is it actual anime?
I think it's kind of a pseudo anime because it's not okay. Real anime, but it's eh.
It's to be, yeah, like literally all of these have basically been gone through the Western aesthetic. And speaking of aesthetic, dude, how far has Thundercats devolved? Well, animation, well, visually.
I want to pull the example of the 2011 remake, which had incredible animation, great characters, unique designs. We weren't thankful enough when the 2011 remake came out. We were just not thankful enough, and now we're paying the price.
Yeah, they're like, let's remake it even better with gender neutrality.
And an unrecognizable identity because of look at how they look like a bunch of rejects.
Thundercats.
Hey, can I ask something?
Go on.
Sure, go ahead.
Isn't it supposed to freaking like Thundercats supposed to be like super manly shit where like he was in fucking tights or something?
Well, I mean, basically. Manly. It's also pretty homophobic. Oh, no, not homophobic. Homoerotic. That's what I'm talking about. Homoerotic. It was.
Oh, but I was going to say like.
No. Don't worry. I mixed up my words. I was. Ugh. It was pretty homoerotic.
It had like most, basically it had,
like most shows back in the 80s that were like super manly. Like for He-Man, he was wearing hot pink at first, and then he got into BDSM gear. Like you can't tell me that He-Man wasn't a gay show. It is a pinnacle of a guy going out clubbing and then coming out a changed man.
Dude,
my system was a dick. For some reason, it decided to log me off.
There's two!
What? Oh my god, what the hell? I have never been more afraid in my life.
We ain't growing!
How did you...
It's like all symbiosis. Right. They're multiplying.
This wasn't the only time I did that, too.
It's asexual reproduction. They're multiplying.
You cannot stop the heavy that will eat your soul. Lord.
No.
I found out like a comparison that is a pretty good comparison of what Thundercats was and how they transformed it into what it is now. They put it through a meat grinder and out came meat and they made meat puppets. And they're like, this is close enough.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Here's
hey, guys, wait.
They had a nice, good hamburger patty with the original Thundercats. Okay.
Can I ask something first? Like, speaking of old cartoons, how many of you remember Johnny Bravo?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. That was legitimately a guy trying to get laid in every episode.
Yeah, and failing.
Yeah, that's what made it funny.
It was.
He was such a muscular idiot, and he failed every time.
I feel like if he were real, he would be drowning in pussy.
Dude, who wouldn't want him?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, that's for sure, because, I mean, he's too stupid, but it'd be entertaining. Yeah,
but... Dude, he's funny.
That's what makes him great.
Yeah, exactly. Comedy is a great big cornerstone piece of hotness.
Like, it is like the... I just had to bring that up, because, I mean, like, there's so many good old cartoons, like the original Cartoon Network, there is hilarious moments. Like Dexter's Laboratory. Like that's some of the stuff that I grew up with.
Yeah, that's
watching here and there.
How many do you remember Kids Next Door?
Of course.
Kids Next Door, yeah.
Yeah, like that was the shit.
That was an alright. I mean, I still preferred watching SWAT Cats, even though I watched reruns all the time because there's only like 12 episodes.
Oh, I've heard of this. I never knew what it was called. I never knew what it was called.
Yeah, that SWAT Cats was my dig. I mean, that was my thing. That and Sly Cooper was my game early on.
That was basically those were our childhoods.
It
it's really a shame though, like now like they had to be ruined and right ruined through, and because of that, look, have you seen how much thing or how much heat that freaking the Cal Arts, the animation studio, is getting?
Oh no, yeah. What this can I point out something?
Okay.
If you look at the YouTube chat, our good friend here, Ink Gaming, he's pointed out, I never thought about this until he just pointed it out. Would you imagine how much if Johnny Bravo aired again, or if he was real, how much all the feminists out there would freak out?
Oh, no, absolutely.
There would be crying in the streets.
Thank you, man. Shout out to you for that, because that was brilliant. I did not think of that.
No, sorry.
I just had to shout that out. I don't mean to interrupt.
What were we just talking about?
aside from all that, we're basically...
Oh, yeah, CalArts.
Look, I'll send... You've seen this little tweet at the bottom of the notes I gave you. Look at how... If this is the sorry state of what passes in the animation industry, well, are we actually surprised this is literally something that's dying?
Look, the industry, it's all following the same facial structure. There's no actually unique drawing style. Gumball. Gumball. The guy with the hat, Dipper and his partners, whatever it's called.
It's basically like everything's been chibi-ized.
And it's like freaking Call of Duty. Just change one or two details. Hey, Call of Duty 13, new game. Make money.
Man,
what's happening with the cartoon industry.
It's like 2010.
It's essentially they've dumbed the art style down so much that nothing has ever become fully recognizable
as its own distinct cartoon nature. It's like they're all the same artists just being paid to draw a crappy cartoon in the same setup.
Pretty much.
Just a mass produced common trash. It's like don't get me wrong, they have their moments, but it's just awkward.
It's like an overpriced Tumblr artist getting commissions all the time, and
it's true. Like I was about to call the show, you know, Tumblr Cats. Ray.
I mean, that's what Silverman calls it in the Raiders chat.
Everyone also did too.
Yeah, it's.
Other than everyone throwing lots of soy jokes. Look, let's read this little bit like about animation too. Like even the self-confessed animators as well say, you know, they admit, like, we want, like, fine. One guy said, fine, you've all forced it out of me. On behalf of the animation industry, it's time for me to tell you the honest truth. We want and love to ruin your childhoods. And, there's a little bit more to that too. Eating your childhoods is how the animation industry people survive, and they go so well with a nice glass of red wine. Bitch, please.
This is the kind of people who is why the animation industry is driving a hole through its own chest with a lightsaber.
I wanna point out real quick. Foxler said he used to like anime in the chat just now. Which brings me, which actually reminds me that it's not only just CalArts ruining American animation, but anime is becoming more and more the same thing as well. So I guess it's just kind of a global scale. It's actually incredible how dumbed down animation has become globally.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of just like a widespread thing. It's just slowly dragging itself down because people want more and more of it, and there's not any more unique styles really coming out. I used to watch some anime. I don't watch a lot of anime. I mean, probably my favorite anime out of them all was Galaxy Railways or Big One, which is basically they take place in the same universe. Yeah, I watch lots of weird shows, so.
I might have to go from
there.
Anyway,
we've still got shows that have that sort of appeal too. And I think
it's just
other
rare.
Than that, have you guys seen the comments section on that little Thundercats reveal trailer?
Oh no, definitely. It is It is a joy and a half.
It is a treat.
Hey, you look at comments just about anything anymore, and you can get quite a treat of mixed opinions and all sorts of craziness.
Thundercats have had the run of Thundercats on a noose.
What?
That's what they're doing. They're literally walking out with a noose around their neck, walking off a chair.
Other than that, I really would laugh if what kind of theme song they're going to pump out the next year.
I want it to be a ukulele so bad. Just complete the trifecta.
Very interested and seriously confused.
Actually, what kind of instruments would these thingos like? Something so cultural appropriate-y, something.
Well, I think the ukulele has become like the cornerstone of that ideology's sound.
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the pastel colors put into sound.
Yeah, it's not pretty. Other than that, though, I think we've basically pretty much run the whole gamut. But we've got more regarding our favorite cartoons with furry interests too, because you know, the government in the state next to where I am, that's Victoria over here in Aussie land, they tried to basically pull a bunch of certain childhood favorites such as Winnie the Pooh and Thomas the Tank Engine for not passing a gender test.
You gotta be kidding me.
What's a gender test?
What the fuck even is a gender test? Well,
I know.
Wait. Can you just repeat that? Did you just say gender test?
That's and apparently what the...
Winnie the Pooh failed the gender test. Therefore, it is being banned.
And therefore, it's being banned. Okay.
Down here in my neck of the woods, this might just be. I'll give you the stuff.
Okay, so like, reading the article, Henry Thomas the Tank Engine is just as problematic, even though they're all fucking trains.
Yeah, like, but you have to realize the thoughts that go through people's heads who make up this kind of nonsense. They're like, they're all guys. That's not fun. You can't have that. You can't have nice things because I don't like guys.
The Bechdel test is bullshit.
Yeah, I am very confused and very interested.
Read the stuff I gave you. On that note, it's the ban basically extends.
Because this is so stupid, it's actually entertaining.
Yeah, extends to the library books, not so much the shows. And gone. It's basically them saying, you know, maybe there's not, you know, they're trying to appeal to make girls do what boys do, and vice versa. Like, I mean, if you really want that, I'm just going to throw it out there. We need a Tank Engine Disney princess.
A Tank Engine Disney princess. You know what? If it's something, if it's anything like Girls in Panzer or any of those other
titles, totally watch that.
I would be totally behind that. Where the girl is like where the princess is like, oh no, I'm going to be late for the ball. Just transforms into a tiger too and bolted towards the ballroom.
Now I'm just imagining a giant robot princess just turning into some like ridiculous V8. Like super sports car.
I would absolutely be behind that.
Yeah, that's something I could get behind. I would have to agree because Girls in Panzer was great. Unrealistic, but it was great.
Yeah, it's basically just blah blah blah, something something, you know. And you know, the people who came to its defense too say that what is wrong with boys being boys?
As I was saying, being girls. The format machine was a dick again.
He duplicated again.
Oh my god.
He just keeps growing.
It just keeps going and going.
So apparently I'm now macro.
Good job.
Oh no, doubling you is just not a great duplicate.
He is his own stand.
What do you mean by my own stand?
He is his own stand.
Like, what do you mean by that? I'm actually confused.
You see, we can't exactly interact with the other version of you, but he is always there.
He's
you
watching.
See, I'm always with you when you're asleep, even. Just like Santa Claus. Or maybe I am Santa Claus. Who knows?
Please don't.
Maybe I've had a bout of amnesia this entire time.
Can we just settle this with a say like with a one of those posters that say Folkvar is watching in the same vein that we had those Dio is watching posters and put it on
the ceiling? Folkvar is watching you, Fab. And it's just either and it's just my dragon in like that uniform that I wear on that character, just watching you from the ceiling.
Oh, I would rather take the one with the heavy because then I can't sleep at night.
That's the thing. My character shares the uniform.
Oh no.
What's it gonna be? Ceiling heavy watches you fap as you sleep or something?
Okay.
I don't know.
So getting
past there's gonna be so many creepy Gmod things on Pornhub for this now.
We're sidetracking so hard right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Are you really? Anyway, the thing was that the study kind of they basically cited lots of bullshit justifications to say that removing the terms boy and girl from the learning environment is supposed to benefit children just by removing these books. How?
It's like the people who have their 9-year-old son become a drag queen. It makes no sense other than to ruin their lives.
Once they turn 18 and it's their lives, then they can decide.
Like, it's
true. Like, why are they going to be 18 to decide their lives? Like, that's really retarded.
Well, it's because then you're an adult.
They want to force this stuff on children too. Like it's as if, like, you know, forgetting about boy and girl is supposed, again, like I said, is supposed to make them learn better into the classroom. It's not by telling them not to do exactly what you know people are biologically inclined to do out of their own favorite interests. Maybe they've forgotten that as well.
It just rubs me the wrong way.
It's basically just another step of socialism that's been brought into the schools.
Pretty much.
I was pulled to a gay pride parade one time a few months ago, which not a fan. I saw a lot of kids in very like a lot of boys in very effeminate clothing. Must have been like 8 or 9 years old. I felt very uncomfortable.
It's because their parents embrace whatever they say they want. It's like, you know, the kid's interested to know what this feels like. Oh, I'll embrace that. I'll let them choose out whatever they want to wear. However much it costs, I'll just pay for it. It's basically a whole new level of spoiling the child.
It's actually, like, I just find pride parades, like, I don't mind the whole pride aspect, but it's actually disturbing how they behave during such events. It's like, let's find a random excuse to do a bunch of normally illegal shit and then dub it under an excuse where, so if we do try something funky, we can call them homophobes or racist, is what that feels like half of this is. Yeah, they're basically
putting you into a catch-22 situation.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it either. It's literally, it's like, oh, we want stuff to be gender neutral.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, what if children aren't gender neutral?
Oh, yeah. Good.
You can't make a sandwich taste like nothing and it still be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, you can't make a sandwich without the meat because, like, then it's not a sandwich. Then it's just a piece of frickin' bread.
Well, you can't make a sandwich without the filling and you can't make a sandwich without what goes on the outside, bread or lettuce, whatever you choose. So I'm not gonna judge.
Okay, lettuce normally isn't bread.
We're discussing the semantics of sandwiches, guys.
Yeah, that's how far you
okay.
Welcome to Rabbit Trails.
Can I ask one thing first? I swear I'll like go back on topic after this. Is everything essentially that's like what would you classify as a sandwich?
Oh my god.
Like, would you classify a burrito as a sandwich?
We're coming back.
This is why we have that sandwich meme of, like, Ingredient Rebel. And
because that annoys me.
All right. Why do I even make you the second chief host?
Why is he the second chief host? Wait, what?
I was going to make him as a stand-in for Neo when he resigned.
He's
stood
too
down.
Random for that.
But
No, I don't. I wasn't thinking that as, like, active.
Anyway. like, on the plus side, though, the books aren't being banned from that state's governance for the time being, so...
Thank goodness.
Like, close call. I mean, imagine, like, Winnie the Pooh does have some sort of, you know, furry appeal, too. Like, that's kind of why it's a furry interest topic.
I'm sorry, what?
wait. Okay.
Not in the whole thing, but in the whole respect for animals and anthropomorphism.
I get it.
No. Yeah. But to get rid of it, no, it's just... And something that's been there for a childhood for the longest time just boggles the mind.
I'm fairly certain that this ties right back into the earlier Thundercats War thing where people just love to ruin people's childhoods.
Yeah, but luckily this one's not about, you know, changing the art style or animations. It's about pulling them. And, they have less access to good materials.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Colin Michael for actually posting that in the chat. I'm not sure if I'm glad with reading that. Thanks.
Yeah. While that reminds me, while we were still on the topic of Thomas the Tank Engine-ish sort of thing, I still can't get over how they call Thomas the Tank Engine and Paw Patrol fascist. Well,
all right. Okay. So I think I know where this is coming from. This is a show on the budget of what can only be described as a half-eaten sandwich and two pennies.
What?
Let me go on a roll here. anyway, this is a show that is very, very clear, and, like, it has messages, it has morals. But it doesn't provide a world for itself. It's just the train tracks and the train station and the conductor being his magical gold self. So you're left to draw conclusions about the world in a way that wasn't intended. And from the looks of it, it seems like things are just kind of autocratian, I guess. If you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to describe. Anyway, I can sort of understand why they would assume that kind of stuff. But it's a show about a magical talking train and his friends who are also magical talking trains. I wouldn't look so far into that.
I just wonder where they get the whole extreme authoritarianism thing from. It's like,
right. I guess you could see the fat conductor, as he's typically called, being the authoritarian dictator over all the lands
and the trains, like, so to speak.
What is that? How does it
basically, their reward is getting told that they are very useful engines. That's literally their only reward.
Well, they're a freaking train. It's not like they have thoughts or feelings.
But in the instance of the show, they do.
That's just a glitch in the system.
All right, Fulgore, I'm going to have to ask you to tone that down.
Sorry.
Kind of likewise, though. It's like in the very sense, too. It's like it's done is made those cartoons a lot, lot cooler than they ever wanted to be. Like, hey, maybe it's my dream to pump out my future children with Thomas the Tank Engine in the hopes of trying to turn a veritable army of future fascists.
All right, Filthy Frank, I'm going to have to ask you to stop right there.
Wait. Army of future fascists.
Well, according to the CNN logic, like they're calling, like you could hop your kids up on fascism by watching Thomas the Tank Engine and Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
You're making me question my life further and how I could best advance it. I like you.
There's a point where you just stop and you're just like, you need to stop. You just stop. Just stop. Please stop. And yeah, we passed that point like a year and a half ago, and we're still headed down the same tracks, sure, full speed ahead, and it's just like, stop being so stupid.
I am already sad beyond reason, but yet I know that there's more topics coming up. Joel's already like giggling to himself, so I'm just gonna let him do
actually this thing. This is basically where things go turn a little downhill, because we're going to err on the side of furry drama right about now.
Hands up over the shoulders. Let's get ready for the big dip on the roller coaster, folks. Whee!
Dip into
insanity. Here we go.
Yeah, like literally on that side note, I'm going to start with the easier-ish one instead of, and then we'll save the rest of the story for last by reading the latest Dogpatch Press article where somebody titled called Dreamkeepers was allowed to write a guest article. Yeah, I'll put the link up on voice live chat. And you wouldn't be surprised at the reaction it was getting.
Yes, I gotta
see. We have a chat in here?
Live chat, the YouTube one. But
I never knew this.
Actually, I'll give you the link for that stuff, but this was basically an article like written by an outsider to give the fandom what is essentially a chance for achieving peace and a solution to what they perceive as, oh no, a Nazi problem.
Yeah, they literally just like cracked open the whole shell and splooched it everywhere, and they're like, all right, here you go, here's everything in front of you, here's all the information you need.
It's not that. Like, no, Dreamkeepers basically, in that sense, they've basically offered, you know, an olive branch of peace. Well, not of peace. That makes it look like, you know, we're assaulting people with olive branches.
Yeah, I mean, it's they held out an olive branch in hopes that it would do something, and it just ended up, based on what short time I spent in the comments section, it more or less just kind of backfired upon them.
What is this? I gotta read the freaking
comments. Isn't that everything that just backfires?
Whenever you try to give peace to the aggressor doesn't want peace. They want you to fully surrender.
They want your head and they want nothing else.
They want you to fully surrender. It's like me when I play Stellaris. I get your entire empire or I will crush your souls.
Like, look, I mean, I admit I do that in games. I'm guilty.
This is why you never apologize to these people. It will simply not work.
Well, it's that you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. It's that problem.
Yeah, it's not like you want to be a hard ass, but they're not giving you any other choice.
You don't have the option. You have to hold your ground. You cannot back off of them, but you can at least stop wanting to rip each other's throats out, but you can't back off. You can't give a breathing room.
And I am not surprised that Mr. Somebody Jerked My Wiener in Front of a Movie Theater is like reacting this way.
Like, I mean, I just basically propped up the article and they just updated by revealing freaking chat logs of the associated, you know, the supposed hostile party, as if it's meant to prove something.
It doesn't prove anything, though.
This man has an obsession with the Raiders, and it's not healthy.
Well, not us. It wasn't our catalogs that were
cool. He has an obsession with something, and it's very unhealthy, and then there's another obsession that is causing him to mentally break down the longer he obsesses over it.
I am actually afraid for his mental well-being and what he will do when he gets to that breaking point.
His mental stability is literally he's walking on shards of glass. I'm waiting for that.
Dude, like literally all the leak logs that said, you know, non-lethal nukes.
Wait. non-lethal nukes.
Well, what the hell they're gonna do? I'm
already That's an oxymoron. Seeing something wrong here.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Non-lethal. Drop BB pellets all over the city.
You don't get a non-lethal weapon of mass destruction. That's not how life works.
That is you can get one that's not as destructive. It only kills tissue, but you know, it'll only kill living
things.
That's
still going to kill a lot, because everything is living tissue besides something that's dead.
Well, or yeah. You know, machines and stuff. That's the thing is. Toss up, you know, I'm waiting for the straitjacket to honestly get wrapped around him, because he kind of needs it.
Literally, I mean,
he needs a lot of help.
There's an image. There's an image in the back of my mind where, as he's typing every article, he's just frothing at the mouth, just head off to one side, his hands are tapping on the keyboard.
It's almost as if, you know, an admission the furry raiders inspired this article.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. Him and Deo were like made for each other. They make a happy couple.
Oh no!
They make a crazy couple.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I still shudder at the thought of continuing Michael Moore's bloodline.
Who's Michael Moore?
Oh god. Must I get into this story?
I love story time.
No, I'm not going to get into that story.
Theo
is essentially.
I know, I'm kidding.
But on the side note though, the author of the article, well, Dreamkeepers, has just basically gotten a lot of reactions all over the place. Like, we know, I mean, you basically kind of have to give kudos to Dogpatch for admitting an opposing viewpoint onto his site with a lot of trolls on it.
I'm sure there's a lot of editing that took place, and the fact that it's only partially conflicting, it aligns with some of his ideas, and I think that's how it got passed.
I don't know, tiny bit. I think it's just basically, you know, a footnote, an editor's note at the top, and then, you know, a few little updates to say, oh no, they're basically the guys are basically emboldened because their article just got popped up. And the supposed Nazis gotten so emboldened because of that.
They're paying attention to us, therefore we must continue.
I think he's not learned anything from what Dreamkeepers wrote, though.
Like,
his
next article will probably be even farther off the deep end.
I mean, yeah, the guy basically, the Dreamkeepers basically stuck his neck out to give everybody a solution to this problem that's plaguing the fandom. I say the problem in quotation marks, but.
I've listened to vehement conspiracy theorists that are more mentally stable than this man.
Yeah.
And that's not a joke.
It's not a good look. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
And while we're still on the topic of furry drama,
Mr. Red Rocket in public.
No. Actually.
No, don't even.
Dude, let's just say that we kept getting the blame for literally everything. It's like, I wanted to title the show Reclaim Your Birthright, because we wish we had the birthright to do everything, including.
Doesn't that make us sound more like the Aryan race then?
Well, actually,
I'm sorry. I just had to point that out, because I mean that's sort of what Hitler's speech was.
I backed down from titling the episode that because of the fat.
Thank you.
But in all sense of the word, like we basically got blamed for causing Midwest Fur Fest to be fully booked out at the Hyatt Regency.
The funny thing is, people don't understand. It took longer for the Regency to sell out this year than it did last year.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
By 3 minutes. Last year, the Regency sold out in 5 minutes.
Wait. What?
Yeah. It took 8 minutes for the Regency to sell out this year. That's 1,050 rooms, okay, booked out that fast.
And granted, supposedly we're the hands behind 9,000-person
con. Yeah, it makes no sense. They're literally just like, they did this.
Actually, no. If we're getting all kinds of blames, we must have that, you know, all that Russian money in our pockets.
Oh yeah, we're all Russian spies. We're all Russian bots.
Do people think that the Raiders is just like an evil organization on hell bent on ruining for fun and spending ungodly amounts of cash in order to make it happen?
Oh, don't spread our secret, man.
Some people, I mean, there's crazy
don't
people.
Don't tell
in, there's
them.
Crazy people in the world.
No, like for real though, like that's just a stupid thought in general, and we can all agree on it.
I'm still amazed though. I don't know. Was the 3 minutes got something to do with the past events of Midwest Fur Fest where everybody became was so drug addled and so many hospitals visited? I may never know.
Yeah, that was crazy last year. There was like literally, I think the record was what, 17 in a day? I think I read it on a tweet somewhere.
But it's Midwest Fur Fest. Things have only gone crazy, and I think it's just going to keep growing to the point where
it's going to grow so big that something major is going to happen. I mean, it's inevitable with something where you bring 10,000 people into a very tiny area of two city blocks.
Pretty much.
I mean, crap's going to happen then, let's be honest.
But I mean, if you take it in stride and you say, well, there was only 17 ambulances called. Okay, 17 people went to the hospital out of 8,700.
Wow, that's not
bad.
The liability.
Granted, all of them were probably drug or alcohol related.
Yeah.
But everybody knows that's an issue in the furry fandom. When you go to a furry convention, there's lots of booze, there's lots of drugs.
I mean, what do you expect is going to happen? I mean, I'm sorry, but like, if you're expecting otherwise, that's pretty sad.
Much.
I mean,
it depends on who you pick to be around. I mean, who the company you keep can like allow that to change, though.
Morally.
I mean, at least that's what I'd like to hope.
Yeah, you can always hope that there's going to be some sort of change that goes on. I mean, I really hope that. I mean, one time, 2 or 3 years down the road, I really like to do it next year because next year is MFF's 20th anniversary. But probably not going to make it because, you know, based on how fast stuff sells out and the fact that I am a poor mother bleeper, I'm not going to make it.
You can swear on the Raiders Rambles. It's no problem.
We'll figure something out.
I try to avoid swearing too many times.
I'm basically just going to go out on a limb and say, like, what's the next thing we're going to blame for? But we've got more drama stories to cover because the mass banning thing is still a topic. The mass bannings of Fur Affinity were still contentious.
Yay for Dragonair.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yay for bowing into politics to let run on a site that hosts people from all over the world in the tens of thousands that you suddenly think that your politics are more important than their, you know, money and their livelihoods.
Yay for being a beacon of good morals on a website that hosts a lot of kinky porn.
Yeah. I mean, really.
And being a machine full of hot takes, dude. Like, look, he unironically said, America is Antifa.
No.
He supports him. I don't know if he is, but he supports him.
Pretty much, you know.
I mean, that's why all this happened was because he supports Antifa and let his politics get in the way of, you know, his brain. Politics took over his brain.
I think somebody has Dragonair in their pocket.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's probably something that's been like that for a long time.
I mean, in that sense, too. Like, you know what the worst part of that all was?
Hmm.
He's just doubling down, and he was basically, tried to give our neighbors a scare threat by saying that he was hacked and like his coffee account was hacked, and he blamed it on the other group because he basically sent somebody to put his Dragonese password on it, but that was basically a lot of dirty play.
Like, it was clearly a bait, and if you can't see that, you really need a life.
Yeah.
Like, it's clearly a fucking bait. It really clearly was.
And to have it blamed on the other group, which then had to, you know, had to pull it because that was a breach of information and so on.
The thing is, he basically shot himself in the foot.
Actually.
And then blamed other people on it.
Pretty much. And you know what the best part of it all is? A couple, well before this all happened, Dragonair was clever enough to post a picture of his own passport.
And then he blamed people.
Why would you do that?
Even though you just released all of your public information, you claim people doxed you.
That's not how life works.
That's not how doxing works. Either.
Doxing is if we invade your shit and take it.
Yeah, not, you know, we do a little search. Oh, you posted it online.
Yeah. Only now it's because Dragonair does not have any shred of personal responsibility at all.
Oh, he's literally just, like I said, politics literally took the place of his brain. He's gone full politics. There's nothing else that matters other than getting his politics to everyone.
Oh, well.
Or enforcing his politics to everyone.
Oh, well, at least we can safely conclude, though, that we can let Furfinity just crash and burn to the ground as long as he's at the helm. And, you know, our guys really don't have no more need for it if we're basically having the noose looming over our heads.
I never use Furfinity anyways because E621 is life.
I used Furfinity for a couple things, but I never posted anything on there. I don't even think I ever filled out my trickin' profile completely. I wasn't going to use it.
Oh no, and it's like at this case as well. You gotta wonder as well, like where they're gonna. Since we're here, we might as well just basically get. This is basically a target for us to get our accounts pulled right now. I know they're watching somehow.
Yeah, they're probably watching. I don't care. I legitimately don't care. The only reason I went on there is for the porn, and 61's better.
And in that same sense of the word, like I do kind of have a clue of where they're basically pulling their lists from. If it's like, if it's more than just Twitter, like there was this one story too, where these people also organized on boards as irrelevant as lulz.net.
What?
Yeah. Well, apparently, supposedly it had something to do with like furry drama of a past era, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, and look at this. Like early on, sometime last year, I got to see a collage of people who were supposedly Nazis on Twitter. I wish screen share was working so I could share it with you guys. But
I have the file right here. Hang on.
Literally. And they did this with no little semblance of accuracy, just to get as many people on there as possible.
This isn't even a good collage. There's so much black space.
Yeah, like it also included so many not random non-furries too on the list.
Gotta love Foxler in there, who, to my knowledge, has absolutely said absolutely nothing to the likes of Nazism at all.
No, he said that he did attempt to join at one point in time.
Oh, God,
that's the only thing he said, even revolving anywhere around it.
Actually, I'm more.
Can I just begin on the greatest ironic part of this all?
Yeah.
Like, you know where Dragonair was born?
Yeah.
Where? That's probably the funniest part. Germany. And he's calling, and he's
I am very
put off the deep end.
Actually,
over.
you know, this is very, I can see,
ashamed to share a nationality with this man.
I am too. Yay.
Yeah, I personally can see where you're getting at. It's just with the extreme amount of, you know, authority.
The irony.
Yeah, wait, with the extreme amount of authoritarianism that Dragonair is pulling. Yes, he's really, really.
Folkvar, what part of Germany were you born in?
I had to die a second there.
I think he's got more along the lines of German heritage. I'm not. I've never asked him that question myself.
Oh, because you just said that nationality. I assume that means like place you were born in and raised in. Folkvar?
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of Germany were you born in then?
I'm actually not born German.
Oh.
German heritage, like I said.
Okay.
And to continue on, like, they're basically, then after that, you, just when you thought Twitter wasn't enough, they went to compile a list of Nazi furries, in quotation marks, on FA.
And you know, it still is incorrect.
Yeah.
Their list.
I'm glad that we got that figured out, and also that I'm currently living on this planet.
And it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if...
at least with them, things are never boring.
We rolled a nat 20.
What?
We rolled a nat 20 in our timeline.
Yeah. I think they've basically gone on and listed more people who are supposedly more quotation marks Nazi than Foster because they were listed twice.
Oh.
And that doubly goes. Yeah. Shows how much homework they do.
Speaks volumes about their organizational skills.
And on the same note too, like literally, oh, they're trying to organize kind of, all right. Look at the stuff that they just basically went back and continued the lols.net thingo by making another list of undesirables that must be removed. Like as of a couple of weeks ago.
This is sounding a lot like 1984 talk.
Yeah. Only this time, yeah, they've basically mixed it with more LARPing.
I'm sad.
It's
not even LARPing, though. They just scream a lot. They don't even, like, do any actions. They just scream until they turn red and blue in the face.
Yeah, more or less.
That's like that moment, like you that meme where they said that moment when you realize this is not the internet.
That moment when you realize the censorship of the internet has already come.
The moment where you realize, yeah,
like, all of a sudden, like, we're just talking, and then all of a sudden we just stop talking because that all our crap got destroyed.
The fact that spurging is now a normal thing tells me that autism has taken over.
Timeline was weird things to you. But you know what? You know what that the LARPing thing was? Like, somebody said on there, and ironically, like, we are terrorists for Republicans. For everyone else, we are the resistance.
That's so goddamn edgy.
That's trying to be edgy and failing at it.
I mean, at the very most, you didn't really give me a paper cut. You gave me like half a circumcision. I mean, good grief, guys.
That doesn't even bother me. It's just like you literally just confirmed to the world that the reason you banned people is political.
That you just admitted to the world that you're not sorry for doing this to people based on opinions.
Exactly.
Pretty much. And I think that's why we were kind of on that note, though. Well,
it's dumb.
I'm sorry, but I just have to point this out. It is fucking scary that people are so willing to dehumanize other people to this extent simply for what they feel, simply for what they think, simply for thinking differently. People are so easy to dehumanize people so they cannot feel bad about doing horrible things to them. It is awful. It is unhuman.
It's really dumb, just in general.
Yeah. And we're basically the ones on the freaking unpersoned block. Oh, well. I digress, though.
We can overthink it.
Well, this has been quite the hour, wouldn't you say?
That's power,
to go from
power.
Basically all hyper about
wow. It's already been an hour.
I mean, at first, I won't lie that, like, I'm sorry. When I get when I get excited about something, I go down rabbit holes. And then I go down and explore things. I apologize for that. That's always how I've been. I like exploring things to every single detail, no matter how ridiculous.
You're good on that front, but you know. But dude, but the whole
not as much.
But the whole sidetracking thing was just man.
I'm ADHD. Can you judge me?
I can judge you better.
I will literally chase a fucking laser pointer.
No wonder.
I feel like I can judge you because I got that the diagnosis as well, but I'm keeping that under check.
I can do it on most days. This week's been so hectic that I've lost all control on focus.
I'm just wary because, as someone who was diagnosed to be quote unquote mentally handicapped, you could just as easily cure it by just interacting with people in real life. But
if only
use that as an excuse, grinds my gears something fierce.
No, right. I know. I don't try to use it as an excuse. It's just there's days where even with medications and all, I can't do nothing.
I was just making
sure. Like, because it's like you're just sitting back there drunk as hell, screaming at the retarded midget, trying to pull the gears to get your body to move. And no matter what you scream at him, he doesn't pull the right freaking gears.
Yeah, don't worry. You're good, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. This has been one of those weeks.
And
we're like everything has gone crazy from like I have like 50 some different cuts in my body and I don't even know how.
Yeah, and on the side note too, like the news cycle has also driven me crazy this week in the past.
I agree.
Like it's like everything is hitting an acceleration point on that note too.
Life, it's fucking weird.
I don't know how we might
things are happening all history. The things are happening all the time. It's becoming more sensational. The world is adapting more to the USA's sensationalism and how and you gotta have things happening. Gotta have events. Things must be going on,
or else they make one go on. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People become bored, and so they want something to happen. And if they can make something happen, that'll further their sense of making themselves feel valid, then all the more better.
Yeah. Anyway, on that kind of note, it's been quite the hour though. So one at a time, guys. Any closing statements? Red.
Me first. Okay. I went into this podcast like I did with the previous podcast, happy-go-lucky, let's laugh at some people spurging out and have a good time. And once again, like last time, things turned serious, and now I'm sad. I'm going to go watch a few videos of cute puppies, listen to some relaxing music, and think upon where in my life I got to this point.
Oh, yeah. This a shtick, man. Like, literally, just find some interesting topics, laugh at it a few times, and sometimes a serious topic here and there. So, Beowulf, any closing statements?
Closing statements. Only thing I can think of really is why have we gotten so stupid and we keep getting stupider?
Yeah, our timeline is basically just remove the whole, actually do your homework, actually find some proof of such and such is what you claim they are, and stop living under this whole bubble of hysteria.
Hysteria and fear. It's taken over. So it's
ridiculous.
Hysteria, fear, and stupidity all mixed together to combine one heck of a napalm, like, that you spread all over yourself and ignite yourself and wonder what's going on.
Yeah. Now, first of all, your closing statements.
Like, we could begin on countless things. I know you're thinking, oh God, he's going to go on another giant rant. No. Closing statements. You can always find the bad. You can always find the good. Something you should focus on is don't do drugs. Because then you're going to end up to the point that you're not going to recall yesterday morning where you just ran into a bunch of artwork and then you have drunk moments that your friends will forever humiliate you with.
All right, buddy.
Sounds all right. So, anyway, that's all the time we've got for this current episode. I hope you listeners have had fun listening to this and as much as we did, putting our necks out for you at the threat of being pulled down any minute. But don't worry, we're not going anywhere, and there's more to come.
We're stubborn.
Until next time, signing out.
Later.
Cocaine. Don't do it.
Don't do cocaine. Okay.